This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The fact I just described the top five people at the FBI, that's not Republican or Democrat. Those are facts. They were fired. They did do those wrong things. Some of them are under investigation. Some of them lied three times under oath. Those are facts, and Democrats should look to that, too. So this should be about the facts. And most importantly, I love the letter that Emmett Flood sent to the Attorney General 2 weeks ago, where he said, if, in fact, this stuff took place, this leaking to go against the president, this spying on the president and his campaign, if, in fact, it happened, if that can happen to the president of the United States, imagine what they can do to you and I. Imagine what they can do to the folks I get the privilege of representing in the 4th District of Ohio. And that's the fundamental point. This is not supposed, if it did, this is never supposed to happen in the United States of America. And all the evidence seems to point, the facts and the evidence seems to point to, it actually occurred and took place. And Bill Barr is doing the right job. He is going to find out if, in fact, it took place like I think it did.
Traps were set by the Democrats, and they sprung the traps on themselves. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Played a bit of that clip the other day, earlier this week, and it was a different part of the Jim Jordan discussion where he just sort of laid out the case for Barr. And he says Barr had made comments that are factually true. Corruption at the highest level of the FBI. In fact, remember Fast and Furious? They now have tied 69 murders by cartel members to Fast and Furious. That's not even gone. But let me tell you, I don't care if they don't look into Benghazi or Fast and Furious ever again. This is the biggest political scandal in the history of this nation. It leads right back up to Hillary Kankles, Clinton, and Barack. I'm your baby daddy, Barack Obama. And I'm just saying, it's going to go to the highest levels of Democrats. And you will be not only vindicated, we've made life a lot easier. It doesn't mean that we don't get to take our heels, our feet off the throat of the left, because they're going to still squirm until you put them out of their misery. But their misery's coming. They're getting put out of their misery, whether they like it or not. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are in triage, and you better rejoice. I tell people all the time, they say, Kevin, how are we going to change things? You know, what are you going to do in the black community? I go, forget the black community. How about the white community? How about you folks that have been made to believe that you're evil and you're racist and all these things, and you've gotten to the point where you're so afraid to fight, you don't even know when to fight. Somebody could come into your home, you know, beat your dog, rape your wife or your daughter, and you're just looking around going, what am I supposed to do? I mean, it's probably a little morbid for me to mention these things, but I'm just saying, I don't know what it's going to take to offend you. You get called everything. They call you racist. They call you homophobic. They call you Islamophobic. They call you xenophobic. They say you don't like Mexicans. You don't like black. You don't like women. You don't like midgets. Whatever. Guatemalan midgets particularly. And you just go, it's not the case, man. I mean, we're really good people. And you know what you are? Good people. You're very good people who are willing to just walk away. And I know, Kevin, come on, man, eventually things will straighten them out, you know, the right conquers might and whatever else. You got all kinds of euphemisms for being a loser, for not wanting to stand up and say, you can call me a racist to the day as long, I'm not taking it. We're going to be putting on a series of seminars that I hope you send your kids to. These are boot camps, and they are going to bolster your child for handling the gauntlet of college. And if you want to be a part of it, it's going to help you be able to reinforce in your children that whatever nonsense they're taught in school, you can dismiss it. We're going to give you the facts. So you can say, don't talk to me about blacks being killed by cops. That's nonsense. Don't talk to me about white privilege or white guilt. It's nonsense. And you're going to have enough ammo to defeat anybody, any adversary. Because people say to me, Kevin, why don't you roll that out and teach some black folks? Why would I do that? There's a bunch more white people who are running scared. What happens? Yeah, I don't know what the population of white people is in America. I don't keep up with stats like that. I probably should. Just so, but let's say it's 30%. And I know what the black population is, roughly 13. So 30% of the people stop feeling guilty. Just overnight go, screw you, black guilty guilt monger. I'm not going to feel that way. What happens then? Oh, you need me to answer? Okay, I'll answer for you. The blacks will quit using it. They'll go, well, shoot. We rode that gravy train as long as we could, but white folks don't buy it anymore. So they have to find another thing to try to get whiny about. And there's nothing else. What are they going to get whiny about? These white people don't let in Mexicans. And then white people go, yeah, we don't. You come in legally, we let you in. You don't come in, you come in illegally, we fight you tooth and nail. Next question, black man. By the way, hey, Brecker man, you don't care about Mexicans either. In fact, you dislike them more than we do. I'm talking about illegals. I ain't talking about Mexicans in general. They dislike it. Blacks dislike Hispanics for the most. I mean, you don't have to believe me. Go Google it. Google rift between blacks and browns, blacks and Hispanics. You'll find out gang warfare, turf wars, all kinds of crap. All these, that's what these leftists are about. You better rejoice. You better rejoice that Barr is the attorney general. You better rejoice that Donald Trump is your president, the president of everybody in the country, and that he gets it, he understands it, and he's not going to capitulate. He will not give in. Oh, he'll make them think they're negotiating a win, but they're not going to win. They aren't even going to win battles, much less the war. Not against Trump. You better thank your lucky stars. Get on your knees, pray to God, say, God, thank you for sending us Donald Trump. Thank you, Lord. Because you know what? We know he ain't God. He's been divorced sometimes. Donald Trump is, God don't talk about grabbing people by the naughty bits. So you know Trump's not God. And you know what that clears it up for conservatives? We don't have to walk around believing that he is. See, Democrats weren't sure. They don't believe in God. So when Barack Obama showed up, they thought he very well may be God. Let's just make him God. They weren't making him America's daddy. They were saying, he's God. Give it up to our Lord and Savior. Barack Obama said, Jamie Foxx. That's why I don't watch anything Jamie Foxx does. I hate that his ideology, and I have to pick my entertainment for that reason. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, but I want you to be happy that you tuned into this show, because I'm going to tell you the truth about yourself. Good, bad, or indifferent. But you can rejoice. We've done some good work today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I still believe that there are far more conservatives than there are leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's why I say that. Even though brain dead, the Democrats are full of brain dead morons, what most of Democrats do is they want to leave a legacy for their children. If you want to do that, you need to protect your legacy. You need to have something there. And it means that there's something inside of them that at least says, I recognize posterity. Because let me tell you, there are a lot of Democrats who say to heck with their children. They don't care what they leave them. They don't care about legacy. They don't care what dirt they had. It doesn't matter. In fact, some of them participate in the dirt with their kids. They will smoke dope with them. They will go to sex clubs with their kids. Yeah, the things that Democrats will do will blow your mind. Don't think I'm lying to you when I tell you stuff. This is not conjecture. They will do all kinds of things. I know a Democrat woman who gives her she gave her baby not an overdose, but a lot of medication. So the baby would fall asleep. Why? So she could have sex with multiple men. I know that as I sit here doing this show. Couldn't believe it. One of my buddies is like, you know so-and-so? I was like, yeah. That's what she did. Get out of here. He says no. And she does it routinely. Wow. Staunch Democrat. I'm with her, woman, a nasty girl. I'm not saying she's nasty. I'm saying she would call herself a free-thinking, nasty woman. Now, you know, I'm a nasty woman. Yeah, you are. Wow. But see, there's a lot of them over there that can, they are winnable. And the only reason why they're not winning, that we're not winning them over, it's real simple. It's because of you. You don't speak up. You don't have enough backbone. They run over you. How much respect do you have for somebody that you go, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 and they do it? It's fun for a while. This movie I was watching, Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury leaves Queen, goes to, you know, do his own thing. He gets a big deal with CBS, makes his own records, and then he decides, you know what he found out? He goes, the fact that my boys push back on me, when he would say, why do you get all the royalties when we're writing these songs and, you know, I came up with the bass line or whatever. I'm Freddie Mercury. They say, that's not fair. Why are you, they were asking questions. They would say, why does your song get top billing and why is this one going to go out to radio and mine is not and this, that, and the other? Because I'm Freddie Mercury. I'm the one that makes that decision, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, then go do it. So he did, but you know what when he came back, and I'm not giving a movie away, he said, you know what I did? I went and I hired people, and I told them, here's what I want them to do, and you know what they did? What I told them. No pushback, no nothing. No creative juices flowing, just, oh, that's what you want? Fine. See, there are people, if you tell them, paint me this, they'll paint it. And then there are the masters, who they say, paint me this, and they go, I shall paint you this, but I shall paint it in my own way. And they take your idea, and they Amadeus your Salieris, and they bring it back to you, and you go, holy cow. Let me tell you something. One of my buddies, he's one of my filmmakers. We made a movie together. We're making a second movie together, but we had done a lot of work before that. He told me a concept, and I loved the concept. And then he sent me the clip, and it was better than I could even imagine. And I thought to myself, wow, there are some talented people in what we do. We're the ones who, we have more talent in our pinky than leftists have in their entire miserable bodies. But we give them all of our attention in Hollywood, on TV shows, etc. We give them our attention on talk shows. We give them our attention in media. You name it. We are focused on them. We are so fixated on them, it's ridiculous. And you shouldn't be spending 2 seconds on them. I don't care how sweet Ariana Grande's voice sounds. To me, it sounds like somebody scraping their fingers on a chalkboard. That's the way I choose to view her and to hear her. See, folks, there's a me movement out there. It's being fostered by leftists. And many of them that aren't selfish, aren't self-centered, that believe that they want to leave something to their kids are winnable. I know my grandparents wanted better for me. They were Democrats. They wanted better for me. They left me nothing, but it's because they had nothing. But if they had a lot to give, they would have given it to me gladly. Because they were not pure Democrats. They thought they were. I noticed this. I don't have a conservative person that I call a friend who does not plan for his or her future and the future of his kids, his or her kids, or grandkids. Not one. I don't have one. When I talk to these people, they're like, yeah, well, you know, leaving the grandkids this, going to leave the kids this, but definitely leaving the grandkids this. And I've heard so many of these discussions that it makes me want grandkids. I don't have any. Socialism in Venezuela. In Venezuela, desperate citizens have taken to looting graves to find anything they can sell to feed themselves. Gold, teeth, jewelry, even bones are stolen. The majority of graves in the Caracas' largest cemetery have been robbed. And this is the version of the world that people like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez want to bring to America, folks. Unappreciation. As it's evident, the popularity of socialist policies among the millennial generation and what do they call the next one, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, all those generations is boundless. Ocasio-Cortez said to Newsweek, talking about the millennial generation, here's what she said. An entire generation, which is now becoming one of the largest electorates in America, came of age and never saw American prosperity. She said that with her own lips. This is a woman that's never seen real poverty. I suggest she take a trip to the Sudan, or to Sudan. I suggest she take a trip to Chad or Rwanda or Congo, any of those countries, and then come back and talk to me about what our generation of kids have seen. Never saw American prosperity. I want you to let that sink in. The most prosperous country on earth. Clean water, public facilities for sewage and what have you. There doesn't have to be a starving belly in this country if you're willing to walk any distance, go. You could beg restaurants to give you food at the end of the night. There's many ways to get over in this country. Forget about work. I'm just saying if you were a bum. And she says, we've never known prosperity. Many people. American prosperity. Not enough examples. Not enough Horatio Alger stories. Look on TV. Every reality show person that's on there is making a fortune because and they're nobodies. I mean, in terms of you know what I mean? Everybody's somebody, but I'm saying in terms of people recognition, nobody knows them. You have to be watching that show. Jussie Smollett is a good example. He's on a show, it's supposed to be a big deal. I didn't know he was on it. Not until he lied. Never saw American prosperity. That's what AOC believes. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, but former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a House subpoena to testify there about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report after the White House instructed McGahn not to testify. Now McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announcing he's running for president, and it drew some strong reactions, negative ones, from many members members of the media from the New York Post to Fox News. De Blasio says,
to me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that. Because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America.
De Blasio speaking on CNN this morning. Two people have been killed in the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska within the past week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A millennial woman heard, read this, that Ocasio-Cortez had made the statement that American millennials or whatever have never seen American prosperity. And here's what she says. She says she thought to herself, quite literally, the most entitled and factually illiterate thing I've heard in my 26 years on the earth. She says, now, I'm not attributing Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's words to outright dishonesty. I do think she wholeheartedly believes the words she said to be true. Many young people agree with her, which is entirely misguided. My generation is being indoctrinated by a mainstream narrative that actually believe we have never seen prosperity. I know this firsthand. I went to college. Let's just say I didn't have the popular opinion in college, but I digress. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, talking about the Me Movement. Forget the Me Too Movement, the Me Movement. She says, let me lay down some universal truths really quickly. The United States of America has lifted more people out of abject poverty, spread more freedom and democracy, and has created more innovation in technology, medicine, than any other nation in human history. Not only that, but our citizenry continually breaks records with charitable donations. The rags-to-riches story is not only possible in America, but not uncommon. We have the strongest purchasing power on the earth. We encompass 25% of the world's GDP. I've talked about this. We are a sliver of the world's population at roughly 330 million people in a 7.5 billion person world. We're almost a rounding error. And yet, we deliver when it comes to the number. We deliver. Unbelievable how much productivity comes out of such a small group of people. It makes us, I think we did the math one time, we're 800% more profitable per person than any other place in the world. Certainly than the Chinese, because, you know, their GDP is, We have roughly the same size GDP, but they have eight times more people than we do. Think about that. So we contribute. We're just efficient in how we do things, and it's based on that American spirit. So forget the charitable donations and all that. She goes on to say this: universal truths don't matter. We are told income inequality is an existential crisis. Even though it's not an indicator of prosperity, some of the poorest countries in the world have low income inequality. We are told that we're oppressed by capitalism, even though it's brought about more freedom and wealth to more people than any other system in the world's history. We are told that the only way we will acquire the benefits of prosperity is through socialism and centralization of federal power, even though history has proven time and again that only only brings tyranny and suffering. So the question that begs is, why is she writing so much in order to convince us that, you know, we're on the right track here? Or that, you know, socialism is on the right track. Capitalism is on the right track. AOC. Why is she trying to convince us of that? And why are the Bernie Sanders of the world and many of those other candidates? Why? This particular girl writes, why then, with all of the overwhelming evidence around us, evidence that I can see sitting in a coffee shop, do we not view this as prosperity? We have people who are dying to get into our country, people around the world destitute, truly impoverished, yet we have a young generation convinced they've never seen prosperity. And as a result, elect politicians dead set on taking steps towards abolishing capitalism. Why? The answer is that my generation has only seen prosperity. How deep is this 26-year-old listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? And I'm reading an article on a young lady who's a Gen Zer, I think is what they call them, Generation Z. And she's saying, I see what the problem is with my group. They've only seen prosperity. They have no contrast. We didn't live in a Great Depression or live through two world wars or see the rise and fall of socialism and communism. We don't know what it's like to live without the internet, without cars, without smartphones. We don't have a lack of prosperity problems. We have an entitlement problem, an ungratefulness problem, and it's squealing like a plague. I mean, spreading, squealing, spreading like a plague. She's 100% correct. It's spreading like a plague. So what do? You know, how do you fend it off? We think we know how. So at some point in the very near future, we're going to do these idea seminars. And those seminars will deal with all of the issues that your kids will face when they transition from high school to college. And they will focus on your problem as a parent. Because, one, you're not tuned in enough with your kid. It's just the truth. Kids get a certain age and mom and dad are less meaningful to them. They're breaking away from the nest. And I'll tell you something. It's not when they're 18. It's when they're 13. It's when they go through puberty. Puberty was meant to be a sign of manhood or womanhood. Not saying they should have sex or anything like that, but it's meant to be something along those lines where you make that transition. But we now have kids that see childhood going well into adulthood. 30, 35, 40-year-old children living with their parents, expecting government to be the savior of everything. Wow. This young lady goes on to say, my generation is being indoctrinated by a mainstream narrative to actually believe we've never seen prosperity. And I go back to my statement that parents usually show kids their lives and they say, I had it, you know, we have it better than when our parents were there. It's rare that your parents had it better than you. I mean, that's in a very small percentage of the population where your parents were it was better off. Most of the time, the previous generation, whether it had been, I was raised by my grandparents, but it would have been my grandparents, my mother. They didn't have the creature comforts. They didn't have the things that we had. I mean, I can look back on my childhood and I say, I don't remember the first video game I owned, but it was Rinky Dink. I can tell you that. It wasn't anything compared to the phone. The video games on your phone are better than anything I would have ever played as a kid. And I could go on. Anybody over 30 years old knows exactly what I'm talking about. These kids today have it all. There is no knowledge they don't know. I don't care if it's astrophysics. If you want to understand astrophysics, Google. Here's a concept somebody just shared with me on astrophysics. It'll take you right to Hawking's or somebody. And pretty soon you'll have a piece in your ear that'll just regurgitate whatever you clicked up on Google. People will think you're brilliant. You can know the lives and the histories of everybody looking at their social media, you know, their likes, their dislikes. I mean, the wealth of information that's available is ridiculous. But no, they haven't seen any prosperity. They don't know how to make their beds. They don't know how to do laundry. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean Roomba. What's that thing? Zumba? That little round thing that goes around the house and cleans it for you? I'm surprised they don't have something that wipes their little bum-bombs when they go to the bathroom. She says, she talked about charitable donations. It's not even worth going into, but all I can tell you is she realizes just how spoiled these kids are. People around the world, destitute, truly living in squalor. When you have to walk to get your water and carry it back on your head in a basket, in a bucket, talking 30, 40 pounds on balancing it on your head and your neck or grain or whatever, then maybe you can complain. They've only seen prosperity. Ungratefulness is what they've essentially foster in one another. And let me tell you, don't get your kid. My youngest son had an Android phone, and his biggest complaint, all his buddies have an iPhone. And I'm like, first of all your buddies don't have an iPhone. Maybe a lot of them do, but all of them don't. He was telling me some kid had the brand new iPhone X. I'm talking about like the way celebrities get it. Like at the very beginning, I got the first of the 14 that were sold in the area. And I'm going, I don't even know why his parents would let him have it. Who sat in line for that or pull strings so their, preteen could get an iPhone, whatever the latest model was at the time? It's just ridiculous. These kids have no responsibilities of significance. I think back on when we got my kids a dog and ended up, I'm picking up all the doo-doo, feeding it, and taking it to the vet. They didn't learn anything. But we now have kids that see childhood going well into adulthood. 30, 35, 40-year-old children living with their parents, expecting government to be the savior of everything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I just want you to imagine the world that the Democrats controlled right now. In other words, had Hillary Clinton been president, had Trump, a non-Trump candidate not been president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I want you to imagine that world. Imagine a world where Obama had a third term. Imagine a world where Joe Biden was in office. Imagine anything close to that. And ask yourself, what would we know? Where would we be headed? What would be the trajectory, if you will, of America? Would we be forcing NATO to pay its bills? Would we be making our partners, our trade partners, actually start playing, you know, being deferential to us to some degree? Would any of this be happening? Would we be negotiating hard with China on currency and intellectual property and theft of our intellectual property and technology transfers and a trade deficit of $375 billion that on its own would be the 19th largest country in the world? Would we be doing any of that? No, we wouldn't. Would we be really digging into this investigation? What would we know about the FBI? We would think James Comey should be put on Mount Rushmore at this point. Peter Strzok and McCabe would be getting promoted within the FBI. Comey would be probably running for office. He'd be a vice presidential candidate or something. I'm not kidding. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. What a world we saved ourselves from. I heard there are 14 different investigations going on, and now that Attorney General Barr is in place, there are 14 different investigations related to the other side of this investigation. Is that not the coolest thing? Finally, we may actually learn what happened here. This is an amazing development, folks. The leftists are nuts. You don't have to believe me. Look at some of the things that they're talking about. They pretend that they don't want to, you know, get your guns. They pretend that they are about inclusion, but they hate white folks. They hate white people. They hate men. They really are going after your guns. And you know what? What their marketing ploy is? Your money. They're going to take your money and give it to somebody else. Bernie Sanders wants to give teachers $60,000 a year as a starting point. I mean, I don't care what career path you choose. But we put a value on it. And as far as I'm concerned, teachers should make about $30,000 a year. Because they're not educating the kids. Make it merit-based, make it outcome-based, and I don't care. Pay a teacher $500,000 a year. If the teacher is a rock star, and the number of kids that come through that teacher go on to excel at extraordinary levels, pay that teacher like a rock star. But if they don't, pay them nothing. Let me just give you a few things that are going on with some of the things I just talked about. So let's go with the first clip on Booker.
Would you ban guns?
I am very much one that is against handguns. And I know in my urban environment, I see little to no need for guns at all. And I think that the availability of guns and the ease with which even young people can get their hands on them is just horrendous. And I would, if I had the power to do so, I would. In fact, we're even looking towards doing some local level handgun legislation. I'm going to take every step I can to get guns out of the hands of those who commit crimes or those who might commit crimes.
There you go. Cory Booker. It's funny. I will take them out of the hands of people who would commit crimes and those who might commit crimes. So in other words, there's nobody who won't have a handgun because how do you know that somebody won't commit a crime? I mean, the language of that is ridiculous. I'm going to take guns away from everybody because there are people who commit crimes and those who might commit crimes. Okay, wow, I get that logic. Yeah, see, the difference with Cory Booker, who, by the way, I think they say he went to Stanford. He's a Rhodes, is he a Rhodes Scholar? Anyway, he's a big deal. He's so stupid that he's got all these academic credentials, but he's stupid enough to believe that he's not saying I would ban it. Well, I would ban maybe. I mean, I don't even get that. That's twisted logic. But he's telling you what he wants to do. He wants to ban guns because, as he put it, there's no need for guns in, quote, my urban environment. In the place where Cory Booker was, what was he, mayor of Newark? Newark, New Jersey, one of the most dangerous places on the planet. He's going to try to convince you there's no need for guns there. One of the places where you are more than likely, most likely to be killed by gun of a criminal and a person who has that gun illegally than you are in anywhere USA, rural area. And he says there's no need for guns. I would ban guns. That's what he said. With his own mouth. And here's what's funny. The Democrats know you can't get elected saying you're going to ban guns outright. I'll give Booker credit. He at least admits what the Democrats ultimately want to do. And that's why he's not getting any traction. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut and just let people stew on things for a bit. Let's move on. Here we go. In March of 2015, Obama said he learned of Hillary's private email server, quote, at the same time everybody else learned of it through news reports. But he lied. James Comey didn't just let Hillary Clinton slide. He was covering for Barack Obama. We later learned that Obama knew all of that. Now, he wasn't under oath. He was asked a question. And he'll soft you. Oh, yes, I was communicating with a fake name. I mean, yeah. But I didn't realize it was her because it was a fake name. And I mean, I wasn't under oath. I can hear him talking about this. Yeah. Here's another one. Here's another little tidbit for the obstructionist and the people that, A.G. Barr, he's on the side of Donald Trump. What's that? Why is he doing all what he's doing? Let me just tell you this. Here it is. A.G. Barr, this is what Eric Holder tweeted. A.G. Barr is protecting the president. He does not stand up for the good people he leads. He is not fit to lead the DOJ. He made that comment on May 18th of 2019. Here's what he said of himself on April the 4th of 2013. I'm still the president's wingman, so I'm still there with my boy. Now, I don't know if Eric Holder understands that we keep up with stuff like this. This is a guy that says publicly, I'm the president's wingman, so I'm still there with my boy. Speaking in the vernacular about the president of the United States, that I'm in his corner. That's my boy right there, boy. And Barr, who has said nothing of the sort, has done nothing except come in and do what an attorney general is supposed to do, and that is to enforce the laws. And Eric Holder says he does not stand up for the good people he leads and accuses him of protecting the president, then goes on to say he's not fit to lead the DOJ. Let me tell you what Eric Holder said to you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Eric Holder told you who he was. What's the rule of this program? What's the rule of my curriculum? The very first thing I tell you is Democrats tell you who they are by what they accuse other people of being. Eric Holder is telling you he was protecting the president. He did not stand up for the good people he leads, and he is not fit to lead the DOJ. Wasn't ever fit to lead the DOJ. We had the most criminal enterprise in the history of this country when we elected Barack Obama and he brought in his minions. It's one thing. Let me put it to you this way. Eric Holder and Barack Obama knew each other. They walked in the same circles. Donald Trump didn't know A.G. Barr. It isn't like they were homeboys. It isn't like they got together in the old white boy frat party and rubbed elbows. Holder and Obama were good friends. I don't care if Donald Trump knew his attorney general from college, but he didn't. Barack Obama was ace coon booms with Eric Holder. That's what we call it in the hood. They were buddies, man. BFFs. That's the new terminology. Here's what Comey had to say. The AG should stop sliming his own department. If there are bad facts, show us or search for them professionally, then tell us what you found. An AG must act like the leader of the Department of Justice, an organization based on truth. Donald Trump has enough spokespeople. The Democrats tell you who they are by what they say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.